survey says it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Feud, everybody. We've asked Australia some big questions, and tonight the family who can best guess the answers will have the chance to win $10,000 and maybe even a brand new car. Let's get started. Please welcome back our carryover champs who are here on their second night and chasing another $10,000 from Victoria. It's the Attridge family. Wow. Already won 10. Here to get another 10, Tony.
Certainly are.
And who have you brought along to do that?
Okay, my wife Janice, daughter Lacey, and daughter Kristen.
Nice work. And ready to take them on tonight. From Queensland, it's the Hawkins family.
Good to see you, Mike.
Great to be here.
Who have you assembled?
I've got my wife Nick, and my father-in-law Graham, and brother-in-law Edward.
Nice work, teams. Right on. Team captains, let's play the feud. Got a good feeling about tonight. Got a good feeling. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name the worst way to be woken up. Yes, Mike?
Your dog barking.
Yeah, pretty annoying. Dog barks. Bad, Mike. Bad. Tony?
Alarm clock.
Oh, practical and correct. And top answer. Janice, lovely to see you.
Thank you.
Great to have you back. $10,000 richer.
Yeah.
How are you going to spend the money?
Quickly.
Love it. Name the worst way to be woken up.
On a Sunday morning by the lawnmower.
Oh, that's probably me doing that too, by the way. The lawnmower. First drop, I'm afraid. Lacey, great to have you back.
I'm going to go with neighbours.
Just noisy neighbours? The neighbours do it. Two strikes. Hawkins could steal, so you guys have a think and come up with an option. Kristen?
All right. Hi.
Hi.
I'm going to go with having water poured on your head.
Do you live in a prison or something?
You know.
Is it you? Are you being the prankster?
I wish.
Having water poured on your head. What? For real, Australia? Tony.
Baby crying.
Your baby crying?
Yes.
Oh, dear. Janice.
A rooster?
Everyone's got one. How annoying is it, Australia? Three strikes.
Oh, welcome to the show, Edward.
Thanks, mate.
What do you want to go with?
The garbage man.
Graham.
Snoring.
Snoring. Nicola.
Doorbell.
Doorbell would be annoying, Mike. You're the boss.
I am.
Choose one of those options or go with one of your own.
Well, I'm going to go with snoring.
Snoring?
That's our dog snores.
Your who?
Our dog snores.
Your dog
snores.
Snores.
Yes.
If it's that annoying, why not move the dog out to like a dog area like a kennel?
No.
Yeah, okay. No.
Do that.
The dog snores for the steal. First point scattered. Just noise in general?
Fright.
Phone.
Shouting.
All very annoying options. Righto, first points go to the Attridge family. They're on 44-0 so far for the Hawkins family. But you know what? Attridge has played for 5 nights in a row and you'll be taking home the amazing Audi Mitsubishi Outlander. Now, this great-looking SUV offers CVT auto with paddle shift, hill start control, the unique Mitsubishi multi-communication system and rain-sensing wipers. Now, here's a question for everyone playing along at home. I want the top answer to this. Name an Australian river. The answer when we come back right here on Family Feud. We'll see you in a sec. where two families are competing for the chance to win 10,000 smackaroos. And before the break, I asked, name an Australian river, and the top answer was...
Murray!
The great Muzza River. Janice, Nicola, let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something a child hates to wear. Nicola.
Clothes.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, afraid not. Janice.
Shoes.
Shoes. Top answer, pass or play? Now, we know you're a software engineer and you're studying for that at the university at the moment. But what else do you want to be? You wanted to be a...
A mermaid. Who doesn't? They always have perfect hair. I get to swim all the time.
And it's just such a pretty, beautiful movement.
Yeah.
So if you weren't a software engineer, you'd be a full-time mermaid, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. It's nice to have dreams and ambitions, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cool. Name something a child hates to wear.
I'm going to go with sunscreen.
I like that answer. Yeah. I hated it as a kid, putting it on.
Yeah.
Well done. What do you want to be? Or what did you want to be?
I wanted to be another mythical creature, a vampire.
What? Why vampires?
Because they have cool fangs.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I wanted to live forever, I guess.
Hey, who doesn't want to do that?
Yeah.
That's kind of pretty cool.
Eternal youth.
And you're not sort of turned off by blood at all or anything like that?
Well, I guess I wouldn't be if I was a vampire.
Silly me. Hello, Grant. You'd be the world's worst vampire if you didn't like blood. That's a really good point, Kristen.
Yeah.
Really good point.
Name something a child hates to wear.
Well, I know when I was a kid, I hated wearing anything formal. Like formal wear?
You hated sort of being
hated
dressed
it.
Up
yeah.
in formal wear. Formal wear. First strike. This is the audience tonight. Name something a child hates to wear.
A nappy.
Yeah, nappy's good. Nappy is bad. Name something a child hates to wear, Janice.
A hat.
Hard to put that on when they want to go out and play and swing on the monkey bars. Can you please wear your hat? Well done. Two strikes down, the Hawkins are in conference at the moment, Lacey. Name something a child hates to wear.
The one with my sunscreen theme, I'm going to say mozzie repellent.
Hate to put on the mozzie repellent. No, three strikes. Over to the Hawkins. Edward.
I'm going to say school uniform.
Excellent, Graham.
Two.
You agree, Graham?
Socks.
Socks. Excellent. Mike, you're the boss. One of those are yours. Go.
Well, I really hope we're going to get this one. Uniform.
They hate to put on their uniform.
The uniform.
The uniform. Yeah? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah? Yeah. Let's turn that zero around with uniform. Yeah! Good discussion, good result. Remaining answers. Number 8. Shirt. Yeah. Seatbelt.
Suit. Tie.
Kids put on ties, I suppose. Yeah, if they go to a nice school. Not me, though. Righto. 44 to 65. Hawkins have it on their first night. Double points time, everybody. Let's kick it up a gear. Lacey, Graham, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name something people have that's personalised.
Shirt.
Graham, a personalised
shirt.
Shirt.
Yeah.
No. Lacey.
A phone.
A personalised phone. Pass or play?
Pass.
Something people have that's personalised?
Number plates.
Number plates. Nice. Mike, what about you?
Well, I reckon stationery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stationery. First strike. It's pretty heavy, that sound, isn't it?
Yeah, it's happening a lot, isn't it?
Early days, mate. Do not give up on me, OK? Nicola.
A pen.
A pen? More specific than like stationery.
Yep.
Nice.
Well done. Well done.
Graham?
Swimwear.
Personalised swimwear. See, just like to, when you go down to down the beach, just like to have Graham on the back as you're running in. You need to dive into the waves, and the last thing people see as you curl over and go under is Graham.
What about swimwear? It's two strikes.
Oh, dear.
So the Attridge family could steal. Edward.
I'm going to go with a business card.
Yeah! Let's see.
Good one.
Three strikes. Attridge family. Kristen.
Hats.
Personalised.
Hats.
Hats. Lacey.
Jersey.
Jersey. Janice.
Business card.
Business card's been said. Tony.
Okay. I'd probably go... Lacey's been on a bit of a roll at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go Jersey.
OK, we're going with Lacey.
Yep.
With Jersey for the steal. Show me Jersey. No! Hawkins gets some points. That's some happy clapping going on over there. Remaining answers. Name match.
Hanky. Computer.
Yeah. Or Troy. Righto, they all kind of make sense. So, carry over champs on 44. That win takes the Hawkins family to 163, so it's not all bad, is it, Mike?
No,
you lead
well.
The competition over there.
That we are, Grant.
Smile it up, you beauty. Look, they love playing. Do you like watching Family Feud? Then why not play along at home with the official Family Feud game? Head to 10 Play and look up Family Feud for all the highlights and fun stuff that goes on behind the scenes here as well. It's still anybody's game. We're coming back for triple points. Don't go anywhere. Family Feud, stick around. Champs are on 44. The Hawkins family have the lead at 163, but it's the family who gets to 300 points right now, could win $10,000. And it's triple point time, Attridges. Okay, ready? Yeah. Kristen, Edward, let's play. We surveyed 100 people, and the top 8 answers are on the board. One hand on the table, one hand behind your back, Edward.
Table.
You're ready to go.
I'm ready.
You're ready to go. Tell me an expression in Italian you think everybody knows. Kristen.
Ciao, Bella.
Ciao, Bella. Well done.
Pass the play.
Okay. Pass. Pass. All right, you guys are going to play.
It's an easy one.
What do you do for a living, Mike?
Drive trucks, deliver Sweet. Food.
Do you do it in other languages?
No. Just the great Australian way.
So tell me an expression in Italian. Do you know Italian at all?
No.
Me either. That you think everybody knows.
Basta.
That's all I can think of.
That's all I can think of.
Do you say pasta?
Pasta.
Pasta! Nicola, how about you? Are you bilingual? No. Tell me an expression in Italian you think everybody knows.
Spaghetti.
Like Mike, that's another food.
But I don't know.
Is it an expression?
Possibly.
Second strike. Attridges could steal. Graham.
I got one.
Good, good. What is it?
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Let's go. Edward?
Mate, I've got one. Good.
Hit me.
I had it. Bellissimo.
Bellissimo. It's beautiful, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's see it. Yeah. Hey, we're going all right now, Mike.
Oh, now you're back at me again.
You've been dreading this, haven't you, Mike?
Yeah. Ciao, buongiorno, bellissimo.
I'd be all at sea too in this one, don't worry. Tell me an expression in Italian you think everybody knows.
What about Mamma Mia? Yeah.
Let's have a crack.
Bring it up.
That's a happy man. That's some happy clapping.
Nicola.
Oh, baby.
Mike's just happy that the pressure's off him. Tell me an expression in Italian you think everybody knows.
Papa.
Papa? What's your dad? That's three strikes. Good try, though. Attridges. Triple point round. You currently trail. Kristen.
That's amore.
Lacey.
Yeah, that's amore.
Sweet.
Arrivederci.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice, Tony. A couple of very strong options right there, but yours to decide.
I don't know.
I might go.
Your wife's kind of giving you the stare at the moment, so, like you really should take hers.
We established earlier she was the boss, so I'm taking hers.
So you're going with?
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci. Yay! Yeah. You get this, it's Arrivederci to the Hawkins, but you currently trail. If this is wrong, they win. If it's right, you're back in the game. Give me a Arrivederci! Righto, Hawkins! Brand new champs, and look at Mike! Mike can't believe it! He's got what we won on a language question? Remaining answers, 8. Amore! 6. Grazie. Bella. See. Oh, man. Tony.
Thank you.
Janice. Thank you. Lacey. Kristen. They are the Attridge family. Not going home empty-handed because they're taking home over $10,000 from their time here on Family Feud. Thanks for playing. It was great having you guys.
Thank you.
Brand new champions, Hawkins. Fast money time. Who's doing it? Woohoo! When that question first started, did you possibly think that you were going to be standing here as brand new champions?
No.
No.
Mate, it's great to have you. Congratulations.
Thank you very
much. You're back there. Quiet moment to yourself in our soundproof booth, and you and I are shooting for $10,000. We do fast money next, right here on The Feud. See if the Hawkins family can win some cash. And you're a little happy with yourself right now, aren't you?
Oh,
I can. What did you? What's your aim here on Family Feud?
Take everyone out. Five nights, car,
shoot for the light.
Yep.
10 grand every night, making 50 grand as well.
That's right.
Let's start that trail right now, shall we? Now, if you and Mike get 200 points or more between you right now, you'll win 10,000 and start that journey towards the car. Mike is now in our soundproof booth, courtesy of Best and Less, and can't hear your answers. That's because he's playing the drums really loudly. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. It's going to give you 20 seconds to answer. If you pass, we'll come back if there's time, and the clock starts at the end of the first question.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Good luck. Just by looking at their backyard, how can you tell a family has kids?
Swing set.
Name a way you can get a car besides buying it.
Steal it.
Name a classical painter.
Pass.
Name something you associate with bears.
Fur.
Name a flavour of yogurt.
Strawberry.
Name a classical painter. Just a little out of time there. That's okay. That's okay. Let's go.
Tough, isn't it?
It's good.
It's a lot of pressure.
It's good.
Just by looking at their backyard, how can you tell a family has kids? You said they've got a swing set. Survey says.
That's really good.
Name a way he can get a car besides buying it. You very quickly, somewhat too quickly, said this.
You steal it, Grant. It's as simple as that. How many Australians agree?
Name a classical painter. Tough one. You didn't answer, therefore, unfortunately, no points for that one. Name something you associate with bears, you said. Fur. Survey says 9. We're at 77, so that's good. Name a flavour of yoghurt. You said strawberry. Oh. Survey says... Holy moly! 124 and missing a question is amazing. Well done.
Good job.
Clear the board.
I didn't know what to do when you ran out that hard. Just shaking your fist.
I didn't know whether to lift you up like we're on Dirty Dancing.
Or maybe it should be the other way around.
You need 76 points to get $10,000. So Nicola's done a brilliant job, OK? Now, you're the second person, so I'm going to ask you the same five questions, but because you're the second person, you'll get an extra 5 seconds, OK?
Yep.
Now, if you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time. And if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound. And I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Nicola's answers? At 25 seconds on the clock too, please. Now, the time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck, mate.
Thank you.
Just by looking at their backyard, how can you tell a family has kids?
Pass.
Name a way you can get a car besides buying it.
Swapping.
Name a classical painter.
Michelangelo.
Name something you associate with bears.
Woods.
Name a flavour of yoghurt.
Strawberry.
Try again.
Mango.
Just by looking at their backyard, how can you tell a family has kids?
The runs in the grass.
Just missed one. But same thing happened to Nicola, and she delivered. So there's still hope for us yet. You ready?
Yep.
Come on.
Woo! Okay.
You got a hard end, Jack.
Just by looking at their backyard, how can you tell a family has kids? You didn't answer in time, so the first one is going to be zero. Had you said swings? Top answer. Nicola had said that anyway. So we need 76 still for $10,000. Name a way you can get a car besides buying it. You said...
Swap.
Swap? Yeah, I don't want this Ferrari anymore. Can you can you give me your Datsun 120i? Survey says...
Okay.
Funnily enough, steam was the top answer. Now, do you know what happens Nicky when you're that. On this show for 5 nights? What happens?
You get given a car.
That's right, you win a car, which is another way you can get a car. Name a classical painter. You said Michelangelo. Mm. The survey says 11.
There you go.
Pardon? Name something you associate with bears. You said. They live in the woods.
They live in the woods.
Yep. Survey says. 21. Oh. Good. Oh, wow. Now, honey was the top answer.
Okay.
So 37 from this final answer. And you've got $10,000, my friend. As you can see by the sum on the left-hand side, 47 from the last question was Nicola's response. Let's see how you go. Name a flavour of yoghurt. You said?
Mango.
Mango. Cross those fingers, big fella. We need 37 or more. Survey says... Ah! Oh. Just more. Good try, mate. The top answer was strawberry. And that again was Nicola. So, how about the family? Played well. Got $10 for every fast money point. And they'll be back again to try and shoot for $10,000 one more time tomorrow night. Hopefully going to win that car. Stay tuned for the project. It's news for all the family. I'm Grant Denyer. Good night, Australia.